Welcome back to another Eye on Digital Marketing podcast. I am Chuck Forbes, Manager of Client Engagement here at More Visibility. And today I am joined by our president, Andy Wetzler. Andy, how are you this morning?
Chuck, I'm great. Thanks so much for having me.
It feels like this year has absolutely flown by, which I'm sure we say that every single year. Last year being 2020 and dealing with a global pandemic, which everyone in some fashion had to deal with, right? It was crazy. I think we learned a lot of things on the fly. I think, you know, we had to adjust a lot of things as a business on the fly. But this year, 2021, unfortunately, not too many things changed out there in the landscape. But I think that allowed us to be a little bit more prepared and companies to be a little bit more prepared, right, in what's to come. So, Andy, I wanted to bring you on the podcast today and really get your perspective as we approach a busy holiday season here in Q4, being the end of September now, and just, you know, get your perspective on what you've seen, you know, what could work and what's similar and maybe what's different, because you are constantly talking to our clients, you're on the road, you're prospecting, so you're seeing the industry from, you know, more of a high level and you're seeing things move. So before we get too deep, Andy, how would you kind of perceive going into Q4 of 2021 and how is it different than it was last year?
Chuck, thanks for having me. Great question. You know, I took my first business trip since the pandemic started a couple of weeks ago. I went to New York. I saw a couple clients, met with Google, had a couple great meals. But I was really struck by just how much things are still not back to normal.
Yeah.
Whether it's the traffic in Manhattan, which was a fraction of what it used to be.
That's got to be weird to see, right?
Not only was it weird to see and a little unsettling, I mean, like the cross streets, it used to be like the worst thing to have to go from 5th to 6th to 7th going east or west. And those streets were like flowing, like no problem.
Wow.
But the odd thing is that in talking to people in the city while I was there, they thought the traffic was pretty bad, which is a sense of how little traffic there was for so long.
Right.
And it's now over the last couple of months that I guess business folks are starting to come back into the city. Tourists are starting to come back. Broadway's reopened.
Yeah.
And life is kicking back in. But to answer your question, my experience to date, and I'm heading out to Philly this coming week, but my experience to date is that for the most part, it's a slow ramp back up in terms of in-person events, seeing clients face-to-face, and a lot of the things that we've built this business on and that personally I enjoy and love doing, you know, we're still just getting going.
Yeah.
For the first time since the pandemic started, we're having a public event with Google speaking in early October down here in South Florida at Beach House in Pompano Beach. We're extremely excited for that. It's an amazing venue. We have a fantastic speaker from Google, and we're really looking forward to our first opportunity to see many of our clients that are local, as well as folks that are, you know, thinking about working with us. So that's coming down the pike for us.
And you said it's been a while since you traveled. It's been a while since we've had one of these events as well. So, you know, I could tell you people here in the office are really excited to, you know, to be a part of that. You know, I think we saw last year a lot of companies who were in the digital space, spending a lot of money in the digital space, probably start to shift over to more digital because people were quarantined, businesses were closed, you know, e-com really boomed. And it was kind of a necessary push at that time. I don't think, you know, some were, you know, happy to do it, others maybe a little bit reluctant. But I think 2021 is a little different energy where I think these brands and companies who were forced to test more digital last year saw the value in it, understand it a little bit more, and are probably looking to onboard more digital this year. Would you say in your conversations and you know, your trips and what you've seen, that's accurate? Or do you think that's, you know, the same as it was last year?
Well, I would say that as horrible as the pandemic has been in so many ways for everybody, and obviously people have been hurt worse than others, it's been a very favorable thing for digital marketing and for online transactions and for e-commerce and for setting us up as a world and as a community and as a business community to be able to pivot from an in-person experience to an online experience pretty seamlessly. Mm-hmm. So I think that to your point, things feel different than they did a year ago. And clearly there was no conversation this time last year about in-person anything. Right. So in that sense, we're making progress. But everything to me still feels kind of weird. And a long answer to a simple question, but I think that we're seeing companies having made it this far and succeeded in an online digital fashion, not really going back.
Yeah.
They're pushing hard. That doesn't mean they're not going to do a trade show. That doesn't mean their folks aren't out on the streets, you know, meeting with people all anywhere. But digital has definitely staked its claim. And I think it's going to be much harder to backtrack from that than it would have been pre-pandemic.
Yeah, I definitely agree with that and have felt that same sentiment as well. And along those lines, getting a little bit more granular, one of the things we've talked about in the past, one of the things we talk about with clients all the time is the importance of analytics, the importance of finishing that marketing funnel, that full circle approach where you can see from that first click your ROI. What has happened in some of the clients that I've worked with in the past year, and I'm curious to hear your perspective on this as well, is because they've been pushed to more digital, those analytics now have surfaced and maybe some holes or some areas where they could ignore because they didn't have time or resources to address them before have really become apparent. Because when you move, you know, most of your money and resources to digital, the next question is, well, I need to see results. And if you can't finish that funnel, that becomes an issue for a lot of executive leaders and business marketing professionals. So I've seen a lot of clients put more emphasis, which is great, on how do I connect my CRM, right? How do I see that full funnel approach? What's your take there? Have you had conversations about that with clients? Obviously, we know that's super important, but have you seen that emphasis, you know, rise with people putting more money in digital?
I would say that one of the biggest frustrations that most companies have had historically about non-digital lead generation and or e-commerce is the incredibly difficult task of tracking things. So for businesses that have relied on an outside sales team, that have relied on face-to-face in any fashion, you know, you're basically betting the farm on what the salesperson feeds back to you in terms of where that person came from, what their interests were, what the common demographics were, things like that of the people that you're doing business with. So we all know that if you're doing work online, all that information is there, you know, to be had. And to your point, closing the funnel is not only possible, but it's vital to being able to figure out where to spend your next dollar.
Yeah.
So I think that there's been an extreme wake-up call to companies that are now putting money into digital probably at a much higher pace than they ever dreamed they would pre-pandemic, mm-hmm. to say, hey, if we're going to be spending all this money, we need to make sure that it's paying, and what can we do to get there? So to your point, our Google Analytics team has been quite busy over the last, you know, year and a half, but they're always busy, but yeah. They've been exceptionally busy helping organizations that maybe hadn't placed digital as such a big deal that now is, and boom, they got to catch up on the analytics side as well.
Yeah, I agree. There's usually not too much positive to point out in a global pandemic, but when you look at it from a business standpoint, to shed light on something that is positive in our industry, and I'm sure a lot of people who listen to this podcast would feel the same, that importance has been so vital. You know, we can only tell clients how important it is, you know, for so long, but when you shift your resources, when you look at that, when you have holes in your data and you're not able to, you said, pinpoint where does this next dollar go? Where should I spend that money? That's crucial. That's what every business leader should want to know. The second thing that I've also seen on the rise, which has been on the rise before, was always an emphasis, but especially now, again, because before 2020, you could be a company and maybe scoot by if your mobile website wasn't completely up to par. I would say once the pandemic hit and, you know, people were quarantined, people are still working from home, that mobile device has been hotter than ever. People are shopping on it. People are looking for products on it. That user experience on a mobile website has become so important, not just a few pages, not just a few landing pages you may have built for a campaign, but your entire site, the speed of the site, how Google ranks it, etc. So I've seen an uptick in clients just talking to me, and them taking the initiative to say, how does this look on mobile? Can we look at this mobile first? Have you heard some of that same feedback? And what have you, you know, seen in relation to the business that we've been able to take on in our development department because people need a desktop and a mobile site.
Well, let's start with the fact that Google has said over the last year or two, I'm not sure exactly when, that they're going to look at your mobile site before they're going to look at your desktop right. site, right? So Google is placing a higher priority on how your site, you know, shows on mobile than it does on desktop. It has to look great on desktop as well. And the thing that occurred over the last decade or so, is responsive design, right? Mm-hmm. So in the earliest days of mobile sites, and we were building mobile sites like literally when it just started happening, you had a mobile site and then you had your desktop site, and never the two shall meet or whatever the right phrase is. But today with what's called responsive, you know, design, web design, it's one site that has the capability of scaling to whatever it is that you're looking at it on. But to your point, just because it scales properly doesn't mean it's the best experience for mobile. Mm-hmm. And we all know that if somebody is looking for something on their phone, you better have your A game on in terms of how you present your information if you're going to catch that conversion. Yeah. So I think that mobile has never been more important. I don't think it's at the expense of desktop at this point, because I think both channels are plugging hard. I think the one piece of it that got left by the wayside over the last 2 years is iPads, is tablets, right?
Yeah.
Because tablets were typically for the traveling person that wanted to be on the run, mm-hmm. But nobody's traveling. I can tell you that I live on my phone and my MacBook Pro,
yeah.
And my tablet hasn't made it out of my drawer in since the pandemic. So I think it's exceptionally important that organizations invest time and energy to look at their site on mobile and make sure that it shows the way that they want it to show, and it allows them to prioritize whatever it is they want to, you know, make the main theme of the site.
Yeah, it's an interesting point about tablet, because I can also confirm by looking at clients' data all this year, it's either flat or it's down. There has been no tablet traffic that has, you know, seen an increase.
Yeah.
It's kind of been the device that's really been pushed to the side. So that's interesting to watch in the future if, you know, there's an environment, I would say, conducive for people to start using that. But really, you have probably everything you need, as you said, and you being someone who travels a lot, on your laptop, computer, and or your mobile device. And I'll give an example, too, because I was talking to a client who was looking at their site on a desktop, and they had decent conversions from a landing page, but really couldn't figure out what that, you know, missing recipe secret sauce was to increase the conversions, because they thought they should be getting more. And we looked at it on mobile and we realized the picture of the product they were selling was on top of a countertop, and then the product was sitting there. So on the desktop version, when it was larger, it was pretty easy to see the product. On mobile, unless you zoomed in or took the time to actually look at the... there's no way you could land on that page and within seconds see what the product looked like. We changed that, and automatically the leads increase. It's something so simple as an image, right? So people think, well, you know, more visibility is telling me I got to redo my mobile site. That could sound, you know, very, you know, complicated and large. Well, really, you need to look at it from a strategic standpoint. Sure, perhaps your whole layout does need to be changed. But many times we can likely pinpoint something that could make a drastic difference in your traffic and their behavior just by putting yourself in the user's shoes and saying, is there any extra steps that I have to take that I can eliminate? Because that's what mobile is supposed to do. So I think those are all great points.
And that goes right back to analytics, right? So if your analytics are set up correctly, that's all great data that you're going to be able to glean from your website. And if your analytics are a mess, you're going to have no idea.
Yeah. And let it be known, you know, there's in the world of digital marketing, if a client came to us and said, you know, what should we do first or what should we work on? We could look at all aspects of their business and give recommendations, you know, on any side of the fence. But to be completely honest with you, if your analytics is not in tip-top shape and you cannot measure everything, then a lot of those other efforts you're going to spend time and resources on may not be worth it, because you're not getting the data you receive. So make sure that your analytics are up to date, especially heading into Q4 here with a lot more traffic hopefully coming to your site for the holiday season. Andy, these are all great points here. Analytics, mobile sites, you know, the shift towards more digital here in 2021. What else would you like to tell the users about, just from your perspective as the president of the company, again, traveling a lot, talking to prospects and clients? What's on the horizon here for Q4? What should we expect to see?
Well, I guess on the horizon is more, you know, in-person stuff ramping into 2022. So I encourage anyone that's out there that hasn't gone on a business trip or you know, had a meeting with a client or a prospect in person, get back out there, guys, gals, because, you know, the quicker you get back in that groove, the easier it's going to be when it fully opens up.
Yeah.
So that's thought one. You know, we have a high concentration of clients in both in healthcare and manufacturing, two areas that we do a lot of work in. And both of those, you know, they're busy and bursting at the seams. And you know, healthcare has their own challenges, obviously, at the moment, and manufacturing has challenges on the supply side. But the one area, you know, coming into Q4 that I would just mention is that if you are an e-commerce type business or you are any type of business where you're selling something and the holiday season is material to your business, make sure that you have your fulfillment component, you know, completely set up and nailed, because you can do everything right on the digital marketing front and any other front for that matter. But if you're not able to fulfill efficiently and get the product out and handle returns properly and do the basic blocking and tackling of a successful e-commerce business, you know, now you got a real short window here to get it organized before it's going to be too late. So, you know, that would be an important point as we're heading into October.
I agree. The customer always wins, and they are demanding, and they want it fast. So those are all great points. Don't forget, you can follow us on social media at More Visibility on Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, and Instagram. And if you haven't visited our site and signed up for our newsletter yet, please do. Tons of great resources from all of our team and marketing professionals. Andy, certainly appreciate you stopping by the podcast today.
Appreciate you having me. And just, you know, last plug for our event down here in South Florida. If you happen to be local and you are open and willing to meet for breakfast on the beach with a speaker from Google and several experts from our team, October 7th, 8 a.m. in the morning, Beach House, Pompano Beach. We look forward to seeing you there.
Awesome. Thanks so much, Andy.
Thank you for having me, Chuck.